Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Hei Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura in Simin Shin Chav Ches, dealing with the halachos of refuah on Shabbos, taking care of sick people on Shabbos. Yesterday we began Sif Yud Beis, which brings down a major fundamental machlokes between the Mechaber, which we learned yesterday, and the Ramah, which we're going to learn today, in terms of who is preferable to desecrate Shabbos for a sick person. Is it preferable to ask a Jewish person, or is it preferable to ask a non-Jewish person? So yesterday we brought down the Mechaber that said the greatest people in Klal Yisrael should be the ones preferably to desecrate the Shabbos, in order to teach people that this is a chiyuv, an obligation to desecrate the Shabbos for a sick person, Yemechal Shabbos, via Gedolei Yisrael, or Yisrael Gedolim, and they should be people that could even be a Mora HaRav, the Rav, should be the one, rather than looking for a non-Jewish person, a child, or a woman, to desecrate the Shabbos. That was the opinion we brought down yesterday in the Mechaber. We begin three lines from the bottom, Kuv Samach Dalet Omid Beis, with the Ramah. The Ramah disagrees, and he says, Hago, V'yei Shomrim, he brings down an alternate opinion, Dim Efshar Lasos Below Dichoy. There's a critical fact over here that you have to understand. If you can accomplish the exact same success without any delay or hesitation at all, no risk at all to the sick person, if you can accomplish the same thing, or below ichor, without delaying, ayide shinoi, by doing some sort of a change that makes it no longer deraisa, then he tells us it is preferable, osa ayide shinoi, you should do it in fact via shinoi, in other words, try to knock down the isser from the stricter isser to a lesser isser, from a deraisa to the rabbanon. And likewise, if you can ask a non-Jewish person to accomplish the same thing without any hurt or harm coming to the sick person, below ichor klal, with absolutely certainty that there won't be any cause of harm to the Jewish person because you delayed and asked a non-Jewish person to do this, osin ayideinu yehudi, you should do this in a lesser Isser, which is an Isser Derabbanan of Amir Eliakim, rather than doing the Isser Deraisa yourself. And this is brought down in the name of the Arzarua, the Shulte Giborim, and the Magid Mishmah in the name of the Ravon. So the Ramah is essentially stating over here that it is not preferable to have the Rav in the town do the Malacha, but if there is a lesser Isser involvement over here, you can knock it from a Deraisa to the Rabbanan, you can ask a non-Jewish person to do it, you have a Katan who's not Mechuyev Mitzvahs do it, that would be preferable. And how do we paskin? The Ramah says, V'chein nohagin. We paskin this way. He says, however, Avu b'mokum d'yesh lochush sheyitz'atz eloheinu yudud. If there's at all any concern that the non-Jewish person will not do it with the same alacrity as a Jewish person, Ein la'asos ayde'einu yudi. This all goes out the window. And he brings down from the Tosus and the Ran that in this situation, we always do what's best for the chola. So if there's even the slightest chance that the Jewish person, the Rav, will do it with more alacrity, so then you have the Rav, the Jewish person, do it, rather than have the non-Jewish person or a katan or a person who's not mechuyev mitzvos do it, or to do it with a shinoi to knock it down to a lower level of isser. You do not do that if it will anyway compromise the care you're providing. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Hey explains the kol kama nucha lasos beheter lo shavke ater v'nasiv iser. Anyway, according to the opinion of the Ramah over here, that you can lower the level of achilu Shabbos that you're doing, as long as it won't harm the chola, that is the preferable thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah adds, v'nira do what then? The same halach applies im ayidei hashenui misachar adovim at. If via doing it in the not normal way, so you're knocking down from the Raisa to the Rabbanan with the shenui, klachar yad, rak de'ein acholi boho, and it won't make any difference to the chola, because the chola is not overly concerned over here, and he knows he's getting his treatment, it will take another minute, but it won't make any difference. Nami misachar ma'at, kidei lasos ayidei shenui. If it won't cause any harm to the chola, he won't be upset by the slight delay, so then you should also knock it down to the Rabbanan where you can, via doing it via shinoi in this way, the Enoel Issad Rabban, because now you've made an Issad Rabban rather than Issad Daraisa. And if it won't impact the care and the Chola will not be upset by the delay, he understands that you're delaying it because you're doing it via shinoi, so that is preferable. Dishu footnote number 37 brings down, Mishat Sorich Lasos Melocha Avru Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakon. If you have to do something for a deathly ill person, for example, you have to light a nair for him, V'yachol Himana Me'asiyas HaMelocha Ayidei She'ovi Nair Dolek. And you have a choice. You could bring an already lit candle, which only involves a slight transgression of Muktzah, compared to lighting a candle, which is an Issa Daraisa. So Shlomo Zalman says in this situation, if you already have a candle that's lit and it's yours, you definitely should go and bring that candle rather than lighting a new candle. But if the candle belongs to somebody else and the other person doesn't know that you need it and he's now going to be upset, you're going to make him upset that this person is sick, so then you can light a new candle yourself. And he says, in addition, if the sick person himself can light the candle, that would actually be preferable, because for him, it's 100% permissible to light the candle. On the other hand, Nissan Karel Shlita disagrees, and he writes, Shekivin Shagam Chaveru Mitzuva Belo Saman Adam Riecha, the person who doesn't yet know that this person is sick and has a lit candle, and you want to save him the pain and suffering of knowing that his friend is sick, he says, that's not a good reason. That person is also Mechoyev to do the mitzvah, and therefore you should better tell him, and this way not be over Nissan Derais of lighting the candle, and let him bring the already lit candle. The issue for number 38 brings down, in regards to doing an operation on Shabbos, and im yesh l'achru somach l'tzeisa Shabbos, kidei sh'ayidei zeh lo yitztarchu l'harbos b'chilulu Shabbos v'dvarim hanasim l'achar nituach. You could do the operation early in the morning and then have all the post-op care being done on Shabbos, or you could do it later in the afternoon on Shabbos and have the post-op care done matzei Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, ein la'achro, you should not delay the operation, because even the slightest delay could be a question of pikuach nefashos. And this is similar to what the Chasam Sofer already wrote regarding a meal on Shabbos. We don't do the meal on Shabbos right before the Shkia in the afternoon, and this way the post-op meal care can be done after Shabbos is over, but we do the meal early in the morning, and even though the post-op care will have to be done on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 39 points out that if somebody is making some sort of a shinui in order to knock it down to a derabbanan from a deraisa, and other people are watching, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that you should tell all the people that are watching over there that you're doing this because there is no danger to the chola. But if there were danger to the chola, you would do it without a shinoi. You should publicly state that. The issue foot number 40 brings down from this in Karlik Shlita that if a malacha could be done by two people, which is therefore only an issa derabbanan if it was able to be done by one person alone, so if two people do it, there is a din that it only knocks it down to an issa derabbanan. He says that's preferable to do this as well, do it via two people rather than have one person do it and be over an issa deraisa. Mishnah Berurah of Kut Lamed Vav says that it would be preferable in this situation to have a non-Jewish person do it, v'hu adin ayidei ketanim, and likewise to have a child under the age of bar mitzvah do it as well, because he's not mechuyev in mitzvos, and there's no chilul Shabbos technically. The issue footnote number 41 brings down from Rav Ozin Zatzal that if there's a choice over here between a child who's reached the age of chinuch versus a child that hasn't reached the age of chinuch, for example, you have to turn on the light. A 2-year-old can turn on the light, and an 8-year-old can turn on the light. Better to have the 2-year-old turn on the light. Even though both of them have the mitzvah that, on the father that he shouldn't have his children do malacha, it still is preferable to have the younger child, the one who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, be the one to do the malacha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Zayin quotes the Ramo, who says, this is how we paskin, like the Ramo said, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Vataz kosav delav minhag vasikinu, that this is not the minhag. The Av Shiyochol Asos Aydein Yehudi says, even though you could do it without any danger to the sick person via a non-Jewish person, the Taz Paskins, Mikol Mokom, HaYisrael, Yezoriz, Bedover Yosef. The Jewish person will mistum and do it more alacrity, and therefore you should bedavka do it with the Jewish person. And therefore, Lachain, Yesha, Filu, Sothek, Hatzola, Yesha, Konim, Bevira, the Mishnah therefore says, if there's any doubt in your mind that the non-Jewish person will not do it with the exact same amount of alacrity, then Kol HaZoriz, HaRezeh, B'Shuvach, then it would be preferable to have the Jewish person do it and not have the non-Jewish person who's right there do it if you're at all concerned that it will be done with any less alacrity. The issue foot number 44 brings down the explanation of this taz. That's from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says Shekivin Sharegilus he Yisrael Godol Mizaris Yosmin Achwi. The normal way would be that the Hatzola guy, who's from the community, would be a little bit doing it more with alacrity than the regular EMT. Yitochin Sharoa Shaosim Aydei Achwi Yitelachshu Shein Chayovim Kol Kach Lizaris. So somebody, an onlooker watching this, will say, well, if you let the non-Jewish person do it, it must not be that important, and we allow a non-Jewish person to do it, even though a Jewish person can do it. And the next time it could lead Rahman al-Islam to a sakana. He then discusses what about a daily infusion that a person needs. It's coming at a set time. The sick person isn't at all concerned about it. He needs to get an antibiotic every day for 42 days. And therefore, he's now getting an infusion on Shabbos. So Nissan Karlich Shlita brings down, Shekol Divrei Hataz Lo Nemru Ela B'Refua Sheish Bo Behilus. That the Taz is saying that you should rather have a Jewish person do it is when there is a confusion and there's a concern that the sick person will be upset. But if the sick person knows, listen, they're coming to give me an infusion. It's 10 o'clock. If they come 10:15, it's Nishkeferluch, not so bad. In this situation, even the Taz would say it's better to have the non-Jewish person do it. Likewise, if there has to be some writing down in the notes as to what's to be done over here or what was done, so then certainly a non-Jewish person would be preferable to do that. This is brought down the name of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Nissan Karlitz Shlita. Likewise, turning on lights and things like that, it would be preferable to have a non-Jewish person do this than rather to have the Jewish person do this. How do we really paskin over here? Do we paskin like the Taz? Do we paskin like the Ramah? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how the Igros Moshe brings down that Ledina Nachon Lasos Kedasa Taz. We really should follow the opinion of the Taz and have a Jewish person do it rather than a non-Jewish person because we are concerned about the alacrity. On the other hand, Rav Ozer Zatzal brings down Sha'av Sha'ikol Aloch Kedasa Taz. Yes, technically the Taz is correct. We do follow the Ramah because if we are truly certain that it will be no difference between the non-Jewish person and a Jewish person, so then we prefer to do it with a non-Jewish person. In terms of who should bring the sick person to the hospital, so Nissen Karl Shlita says it's preferable to have a non-Jewish person do this, because then the only Chilul Shabbos is calling a non-Jewish person. As opposed to if a Jewish person has to take him to the hospital, there'll be multiple Chilul Shabboses. Of course, this is again in a situation where there is absolutely no difference. If that's all a person's there, of course that's all a person takes him to the ambulance. If the person is sick, you right away bring him to the hospital. You don't wait necessarily till the non-Jewish taxi driver will show up. But if there is no difference, a woman in labor, for example, and she's not going to give birth right away, you're certain about that, so then a non-Jewish taxi driver would be preferable than a Jewish taxi driver. In regards to the last statement of the Mishnah Berurah here, v'lochenim yesh afilu sofek atzol v'yesh sakon mevira, if there's at all a concern over here that you won't do it so well in a situation of real pikuach nefashos, kol hazoras harei zeh mishubach, the Mishnah Berurah concluded and said that one should absolutely do this with alacrity by a Jewish person. The issue footnote number 45 brings down the reason why we don't start estimating over here, could we do it exactly the same way with a non-Jewish person or not? So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down, shekivin shashabes nidches, technically you're allowed to do this, so therefore don't start doing cheshbonus over here. Also, lachshav in efshel lahamtiv elasus behetar. Should we do it in a permissible way? Should we do it in a non-permissible way? If you're supposed to do it, you shouldn't delay, and you do it. Don't start playing kunsin unless you are absolutely certain that any of the things that you're doing to knock down the level of iser over here will not in any way impact the chola. Now we finally get to Sif Yud Gimel. Anybody that does with alacrity to be mechal Shabbos for a sick person is very praiseworthy. Even if he's actually getting some additional benefit from the chilul Shabbos that he did. For example, he's throwing in a net to get a baby out from the river, and at the same time, when the baby comes up in the net, some fish come up with the net. Or any other scenario where you're getting an additional benefit besides the benefit of atzolas nefashos, Heter Gomer, and this is called Afilu Mishubach. This is called praiseworthy. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Ches explains, could go Nofal Tinok Lebor, a kid fell into a pit. Oker Chuya, you have to go and dig out over here, Umaleyu, and bring the kid out. Afa Bishu Masakin Bo Madrega B'Shasaki Rasu, because as you're digging it out, you're making a ladder, so to say, to allow you to then use this bar for future times. Or Nina Ladelis B'Neatiko, a door is shut in front of a kid. He's locked in a room. And the kid's crying. Shover Hadelis, you'll have to break the door down, Umotzio, and take the kid out. Afa Bishu Mefatzel Osom Kimin Eitzim Shiru, because even though now the door is broken into pieces of firewood that you'll be able to use later on. They use planks over here, or the pieces of firewood, and therefore you're getting a benefit from the door being broken. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do this, because the kid could get so scared he could die from fright. Below Amrina, we don't say, we don't say you could distract the kid, go bang with nuts on the wall, then the kid will be happy to talk to him until you can get the keys to the door and open it up without having to break it. Even if you needed this hole that we're talking about, the kid fell into the pit and you're widening the hole, or you need the boards over here, or the kisamun, or the pieces of firewood, even if you know you need it, you're still allowed to do these activities, because that's not your intention. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Zayin does bring down a machlokes. What happens if it is your intention to do so? Then there is a machlokes we shown him in this situation. And he concludes, as long as you're not doing any additional action, so then your mistomach can do it. And this is likewise brought down in Dishu footnote number 47, in Meskavin Raklam Aloch V'Loch, that's all. If you're doing it just for the purpose of the boards, the Bir Aloch in Shin Tez Zayin seems to suggest that, well, it would be potter in that situation. Sif Yud Dalet. If you're a sick person and he's in need of meat and there is no kosher meat available, so shochtem lo, you shecht for him. They ain't obim. We don't say nachilen and nevela. You have a piece of tray for meat over here. Say give him the nevela meat. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamites, there's many reasons why it's preferable to do a single act of shechita, which is a deraisa, rather than giving him pieces of non-kosher food. Number one, he brings down, in the name of the Rosh, Yesh omrim mishum de Shabbos hutra etzel pikuach nefesh, because there's no isra over here in doing the shechita. It's permissible. And therefore, lekach shokten lo kiderech sheshokten biyontiv. You shechta on Shabbos the way you would be allowed to on yontiv. Vafilu isa derabonin. And therefore, you can't give him something that's also, even if it's only an issur derabbanan, when you have a perfectly heterodic way to do it, i.e. shechita, which is permissible. Therefore, mitam zeh, you're allowed to do this. Avol, however, he brings down in the name of the Rambam, the Rashba, and the Ran, Harbi Rishonim Kosu the Shabbos Rach Dechuyi. No, Shabbos is not gone with, it's just pushed aside over here. Elo Hatamhu, therefore, the reason why you're allowed to go and Shecht over here, the Shema Yekots Bachilas Nevela, Velo Yochal Vistaki, because the person who's an Erlich Yid who's sick is saying, I'm not eating Nevela, and he's going to be so sick from eating Nevela, he's actually going to be more danger. The issue footnote number 49 brings down, if the cholah refuses to eat the non-kosher food in the hospital, or Shlomo Zalman Paskins, she'ein lo malo she'beglal she'ein lo maskim lecho yitztarchu lovi lo ocha b'moko macher v'lav alisa Torah, shalavoris v'shus rab. You shouldn't tell him, well, now we're going to have to desecrate the Shabbos for you. Because in this situation, the person may come to eat the food then, because he doesn't want you to desecrate the Shabbos, but he's going to be so sickened by the fact that he's eating trefa, he's going to throw up and get even sicker. And therefore, he also says, you don't tell him that this food is kosher, because he may ultimately find out that it's not kosher, and he's going to be sickened by it as well, and you may make him worse. Then the Mishnah brings down a third reason. Because when we eat a nevela, every kezayis that you eat is actually an isser. The chomer, and therefore it's more strict, mi'isser lav de Shabbos, than being over one single transgression of Shabbos, i.e. the shechita. He as well brings down the otam ayin sham, other reasons over there. Ulafiza, the Mishnah concludes, Bevadai mutov lavor ulahoshit lo issa de rabbon. And therefore, everybody would clearly say that it's preferable to give him only an issa de rabbonon, Mishnechal Shabbos b'issu skila, rather than doing an issa shchita on Shabbos, which is an issa skila, a very strong issa. Vinei machola omer she'eno kotz b'achilat nevela. And certainly, if the sick person says, listen, I don't mind eating the tray for food, it's not the end of the world. V'yesh nevela mezumon fonim, and there's non kosher food available for him over there. Im mutter lishchot avuro, then are you allowed to shecht for such a person? Ayin achronim, they have a whole discussion. And certainly, if this is a child, al kopon linyan katan, bevadi nira de tov yosel la'achilo bosa nevela, better to give the child over here nevela meat, velo yishchot odom avur b'shabbos, and not have an adult male transgress for this person in this situation. The issue footnote 51 brings down from Shlomo Zalman. If there is no kosher food available over here, and you'd have to go get the food, kosher food from Derech HaShusharabim, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that it would be better to go and bring over here with a shinoi the kosher food, rather than to give the tray for food to this katan with your own hands. Mishnah Berurah continues and brings down from Nagos Mordechai, Im Tzorech Lartiach Yayin Avur Chol, if you have to boil some wine for a sick person. So it's going to be Yayin Yayin Nesach now if the guy does this. So Yamal Yisrael, Jewish person should fill up the wine. However, the Yochei Mein Yehudi, but the non-Jewish person should don't heat it up. And this situation, Mutav Sheyisnaseh Hayayim, Sheyischal Shabbos, it's preferable that he should go and heat up the wine rather than the Jewish person doing the Chil Shabbos of heating up the wine. And the reasoning is, Vatam, Ayim B'darki Moshe, who writes, Shekosav, Kiven Sheyisr Stam Yenim, and Ayin Olam Derabbanan. Because this is, at worst, only an Isr of Stam Yenim, which is only an Isr Derabbanan. And heating it up on Shabbos is an Isr Deraisa. And likewise, Vagam Yisuro Kal, it is a relatively light Isr, Venachol Kotz, but most people aren't going to be disgusted by drinking Stam Yenim. And therefore, it's Lo Domi L'Nevela, as opposed to the Nevela Kiss, which they'll be disgusted by, and he could get sicker. Ulakach, therefore, Mutov Sheyoche Ma'ena Yehudi, if there's a non-Jewish person over there, let him heat up the wine. And don't delay this over here. The Chanal B'Sif Yud Beis about God, as we just explained. V'su, furthermore, the Kaimelon B'Yoredeya Simon Chof Kav Chay Sif Yod, we've already learned over there in Yoredeya, the Ein Yehudi Hamolich Kli Pasuach, the non-Jewish person brings wine, and it's an open container, but the Jewish person is standing over him, Yisrael Meshamro, Shelo Yisnasech, Shari, then it's actually not called Yayin Esach, but the Jewish person is washing him. So you'll watch the non-Jewish person heat up the wine, and therefore it won't even be Yayin Esach. Therefore, Imkein Efshol Lechamu Mo Ayideh Enu Yehudi B'li Nisuchin, you can have the non-Jewish person heat it up, and it won't even be an Itzur Derabon of Yayin Stam. Nevertheless, Hamakel B'chol Sheyesh Bo Sakona Lohochim Yatzmo and Limchos B'Yodo. Yourself heat it up for the Jewish person because you're concerned that it won't be done properly right away. You don't have to protest. The Yesh Lomi Lismo, he has somebody to rely upon. Ayin Taz Siv Kotten Hey. Dishu footnote number 52 brings down that we had already learned previously in Sim Shin Yud Ches in Dishu footnote number 37 over there that it would be preferable when you have to heat something up to use a microwave because that's only according to many in Issa Derabanan rather than heating it up with a fire, which would be in Issa Deraisa. Siv Tes Vav. Amdua, if they estimate, Ramah explains, Pirush is bonanu b'machlosu v'shiru, the doctors looked into this person and they said, Harofim, shetzarach grogeres achas, he needs to have one dried fig in order to be healed. Ratzu atzara, and 10 people go and run, v'evi lo kol echad grogeres, and each one pulls off from a tree, a grogeres, kulam paturim, they're all not chayit. V'yeshlen schar tov mi yisashem, and all of them were rewarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu hivri b'rishoni, even if the first one that brought it made the guy better. Mishabur Siv Kotten Mem explains, Shekol Echad Choshev Shuyaktim, each one thought that he would be the first one to bring it. And I am the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, Dira Masav Yeshlam Schar Tov, the Chavetz Chaim said that each person thought he would be the first one to do this. But it was clear that one person was going to be the first one, they should let that person do it and the others should not go and do it. Dish of footnote 53 discusses the case where if they all went, and now you, the first person brought it back, can you go call the other people and tell them, stop what you're doing, don't be ovinis of the raisa? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that you can tell a guy to maybe tell them, but you're not allowed to go do an issa de raisa in order to prevent them from doing another issa de raisa. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Memalo says that they brought it through Rishus HaRabim, or Tosha B'Shabbos, that's the issa that these people did in bringing the dried fruit. Sifkat Membeis, Afilu Hivri Barishona, meaning that they brought it one after the other. Ukvar ochal mimash evil arish of Hivri, the first person that brought it, made him better already. Nevertheless, all of them are paturim from chatos, because each one thought that he would be the first one to bring it. Not only are they pater, but they get schar tov avur machshav tam hatova. They all get tremendous reward for the good deed that they were trying to do. With this, we conclude today's shir.